Good afternoon and welcome to today's In Touch program. Again, In Touch is heard at 11:40 a.m. Monday through Friday right here on WCCI and WCCIRadio.com. Right now I'm here with Todd Swanson and Paul Mayer. They are here to talk about the Savannah Veterans Memorial Project. I know they're on the Savannah Veterans Memorial Committee. Guys, thank you very much for sitting down and talking to me today.
We're really glad to be here, and thank you for asking us.
Yep. Well, I know right now you guys have been pretty busy in the last couple weeks. I saw you at Tuesday's City Council meeting, and I've seen you before at the council meeting because you guys are really working hard to get this monument up and going, and I know it means a lot to you.
This effort was started in May of 2016. There's a lot of concerned citizens in the city of Savannah that wanted to see this done. And so we started having meetings in May of 2016. We've had them every month since. And we've been working diligently on our efforts to construct a Savannah Veterans Monument that would honor all present, past, and future veterans.
Yeah, I know it's important to all past and present. Obviously, there's stuff going on now, and it's really important to you guys. And I know it's kind of strange because Savannah doesn't have one right now, and a lot of other places around our area does, right, Paul?
Yeah, that is correct. And if you think about it, Savannah Army Depot was named after the city of Savannah around the county, and then all around us, everybody has a memorial except for Savannah. So we had to step up and put it together. And we're not just doing all veterans, we're doing all services, including the Merchant Marines, which a lot of monuments leave out because they were very involved during World War II.
Yeah, and I know it's been, let's just say, a process for you guys to find a location here in Savannah, but we're finally, it seems like you're finally nailing down a spot where you think it'll definitely work.
We got a great committee, and we've been actively pursuing that, and we wanted our monument to be constructed in a high-traffic area in Savannah between the Viaduct Bridge and the new Savannah-Sebula Bridge, which will be renamed Dale Gardner Veterans Memorial Bridge. So we wanted it in a high-traffic area. We've gotten a lot of support from the community, and we finally been given permission by the city of Savannah at the council meeting last night that they are going to approve our request, and we'd like to construct our monument in the 1100 block of North Main Street.
Yeah, and I know that is by the Welcome to Savannah sign as well. And, yeah, it has been approved and passed on to the Building and Public Property Committee, which is kind of the next step. Getting into the monument a little more and what exactly it's going to be. I mean, there have been several monuments around here. What's it going to look like? What's the plan for this monument?
The best way to tell you what it's going to look like is to send you to our website. We have a long URL and a short URL. And the long one is SavannahVeteransMemorial.org. But the short one that we have is real short. It's thesvm.us. That's thesvm.us. We have photographs on the first page of the website of what it's going to look like. And there will be benches and pavers, bricks with veterans' names and information on them. We also, on the donations page, if you click there, we have the form to fill out for the paver bricks, as well as examples of the paver bricks to show people what information go on there. I also have questions and answers on the page because I've been getting a lot of phone calls mm-hmm. since we set up the website. Who can do it? Who can have a brick there? It's any veteran, anybody that raised their hand and joined any of the armed forces in America here. And they ask, well, do I have to live in Savannah? No. If you've been through Savannah, but part of the Army Depot, and mm-hmm. you know, just a veteran that's involved around Savannah, you can be on. You know, you can have a paver brick to honor your service. And we really strongly suggest that everybody look at their relatives, uncles and grandfathers and stuff that have been in the service, and give them a paper brick to honor their service for the for what they did for our country too.
Yeah, it's a really cool thing you guys are doing, and I know I we were talking about a little before the interview, and I just love the idea of having a paver brick with your grandpa, your father, your uncle, and being able to come as a family and come to Savannah. It'll help Savannah out as well. Come to Savannah. It'll be right on the river, which will be just, it'll be a scenic place and a really good like tourist spot for Savannah.
With our monument, we would like to have our mission statement on one of the panels, which would be in the middle, and two other panels, which will have 2-foot diameter emblems of all the armed forces. And like Paul mentioned, we are certainly not leaving out the Merchant Marines. And we're going to have 3 flagpoles and benches. If folks would like to buy a bench, we'd love to see that. and they'll really like the bricks once they do see them. They're really well done. They're very nice, 12 inches long, 6 inches wide, really well done. And we like to get as big a flagpole as we can for the American flag. We like to get a garrison flag. And at one point, we thought we'd call our monument on Patriots Point in Savannah, Illinois. We'd like to put Savannah on the map.
And talking about that flagpole, we want a 100-foot tall flagpole. They'll be able to see it up and down the river and up and down the highway as they come towards Savannah.
That sounds just about perfect. And I know you guys aren't alone. You guys have been working hard on this, like I said, for a couple months. I mean, almost a year now.
Over a year.
A year now. I was just wondering, who's all on the committee other than you two? I know you guys are a big part of this, but there's a lot of other people to thank as well.
At the present, we have 13 people on our committee. Myself, I'm the chairman, and Mr. Paul Mayer is our financial officer and our website person that answers all those questions. Our adjutant is Warren Doc Vincent from the VFW. We have 3 outstanding trustees who are all respected businessmen in Savannah. That would be Dennis Bowman, Milo Miller, and Larry Stebbins. Our other members are Carol Kinnear, Jeff Doran, Gene Ferris, Brian McCaskey, Ron Miller, Mike Rowley, and Chris Yingling. And soon after we have our spot picked out and we have our design going on that, we are certainly looking forward to having some fundraisers in town.
As you guys both have mentioned, Savannah, it's storied past here in Savannah having to do with veterans, and it's great what you guys are doing. I absolutely love it. Again, those websites, you can go to SavannahVeteransMemorial.org, or you can shorten that up a little bit and go to thesvm.us. Guys, do you have anything else you'd like to add?
I believe Paul believes the same thing here. For our final efforts in this monument, we would like to have a formal dedication, invite some of the other military organizations in the county. I'm sure they'll be glad to come. And we'd like to maybe have a parade, and we'd like to get some cannons and shoot the cannons and have a formal 21-gun salute.
Completion dates are kind of tricky on projects like this. They can be kind of hard to nail down exactly, but I know you guys are looking to get it done as soon as possible. Do you actually have a date right now that you expect it might be done by?
Now that we have a suitable location on Main Street in a high-traffic area, we hope to have our monument completed and dedicated on Veterans Day 2018.
All right. That'll be perfect, and then you guys can also have that ceremony kind of when it actually is done, correct?
Yes, we're looking forward to it.
If you go to the website and you click on the link for the form, it pops up a fill-in-the-blanks PDF form where you can actually type it in, print it off your printer, send it in with your check to the P.O. Box, P.O. Box 72 in Savannah, Illinois. Very important, other donations, park benches, mm-hmm. where you can have them engraved with your loved one's portrait and more of his medals and information. We also have corporate sponsors. We're going to have a large monument on the way into the area that will have their names listed on. The corporate sponsors will be given a place of honor on the back of our entrance stone that comes into, it's the main stone coming into the monument area. People ask about the bricks. Is there a deadline when you have to get the, purchase your bricks? No, we're going to continue this even after the monument is completed because there's ongoing expenses. We'll be buying flags every year because those flags wear out in a year's time with the wind up there, and they're going to be huge. That flagpole is going to be holding a flag that's bigger than the side of your garage. So, yeah,
well,
it's going to be a big one.
That'll definitely be a sight to see. So the bricks, there's a lot of room for the bricks, but there's not much.
We will not run out of space.
But the benches and stuff like that.
That'll be limited. You just can't keep piling benches up. So if you want to get one of those benches, you first come, first serve.
All right.
As a matter of fact, if anybody knows my wife, Charlene, tell her I really want one.
All right. Well, there you go. Yep, stop by at the VFW. Go in and you can pick up the forms there. You can also talk to the guys. One great thing about the VFW, there's stories, there's camaraderie, there's a great time. So stop in there, VFW in Savannah. And also make sure you get those orders in if you want those memorial brick. Or definitely check out the website and you'll see
the
benches and all the options. Again, this has been today's In Touch program. I'm Colton Ostrom here with Todd Swanson and Paul Mayer of the Savannah Veterans Memorial Project. Again, In Touch is heard Monday through Friday at 11:40 right here on WCCI and WCCIRadio.com.